Hello and welcome to Radio Edutalk. This is David Noble in Dalgetty Bay, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show today Lena Wycorn and Kenny Christie from Dundee City Council. And we're going to be talking over the next 20 minutes or so about the Aspire Dundee project. Kenny and Lena, welcome to Radio Edutalk.
Hi, good afternoon. Nice to speak to you.
Hello, David. Hi.
And to start off with, could you, maybe starting with Lena, could you give me a brief background to your career and working with young people and families?
Okay. Well, my current post is Head of Service for Dundee City Council with Children and Families Department. I'm Head of Service for the early years and primary schools in the city, and I have an overview of curriculum and in particular with arts, the arts projects. I started off my career as a primary school teacher. Always wanted to be a teacher, right from the from I was a small girl and I used to teach my teddy bears. And that went on to being promoted through the primary sector, doing a spell in special education, then moving to the advisory service in Dundee, as it was called then, and then just joining sort of the administrative side of education and worked my way, and here I found myself as Head of Service. So it's been a really good journey.
Thanks very much, Lena. And what about yourself, Kenny?
Hi, I'm an Education Support Officer for Arts and Culture and Out-School Care Services within Dundee City Council, and within that my role involves working with nurseries, primary schools, secondary schools and curricular programmes and extracurricular programmes as well, working with a range of local and national partners, arts and cultural agencies, of which we're very fortunate to have a really strong base of in the city of Dundee here, which is fast becoming recognised as the kind of cultural capital of the country as well. And on a part-time basis at the moment, I'm currently seconded as a development officer to Education Scotland, providing support to the Music Education Partnership Group as well.
That's lovely. Thanks very much, Kenny. And now, this is a pre-recorded show, but as ever, if you've got any questions or comments for our guests today, then you can get in touch in two ways. Firstly, you can email edutalker, that's edutalkr, at hotmail.co.uk, or if you prefer to use social media, we've got our Twitter hashtag, which is edutalk. So to start off with, maybe coming back to yourself, Lena, can you tell us what Aspire Dundee is?
Okay, well, Aspire Dundee really kicked off about 2 years ago now. The vision behind the programme is really to ensure that all of our children receive the highest levels of attainment and achievement. And in order to address those sort of local priorities in Dundee, we developed it's a collaborative local partnership education, arts education programme that we believe meets the real present day needs of young people, and it really helps address the large scale impact of inequalities in Dundee. For your listeners, Dundee has a very high level of deprivation, and so therefore it was really important to us to be ambitious and have a long-term social transformation community programme which uses the performing arts and incorporating dance, music, drama in a very creative and immersive way that would, it would be inclusive and targeting children in socially deprived areas.
Yeah. And could you say a wee bit about what the particular challenges are in Dundee?
If I can start off by saying we're 28% of the children in Dundee are classed as living in poverty. That's the second highest percentage anywhere in Scotland. This equates in numbers to 1 in 4 children. So 1 in 4 children living in poverty. And we know that if we're looking at income deprivation, that over 8,000 of our children under the age of 15 live in areas that are ranked within the 15% most income deprived in Scotland. So if that maybe gives you an idea of the poverty that I'm talking about.
And yourself, Kenny, I'm just wondering how the project began. You know, am I right in saying it was possibly linked in with the kind of Commonwealth Games legacy, or is it to do with bringing together projects that have run, you know, before in the city?
Really, for us, David, it was a logical but ambitious next step to building on the success of arts interventions that we've developed in Dundee over a number of years now. We've had tremendous success with our music programmes, our schools' music theatre programmes, our strong partnerships with organisations such as Dundee Rec, Dundee and Angus College, Scottish Dance Theatre. And really, looking back 2 years ago now, Lena and I discussed, you know, if we could actually take this work further and take it into primary school communities where the need was greatest, and actually concentrate a resource to really create transformational impact and take that forward from school and directly outwardly into the community. What could that look like? And we set about creating this opportunity whereby primary school communities we'd have a particular focus, whether it was on drama, working with high quality arts professionals, or dance or music, and from there develop programmes that would work in school and then take that into an after school context, and then wider context out into the community. And so by doing that, working across three different theme areas in a curricular and an extracurricular context, that also allowed us to open up opportunities to look at funding from a variety of sources. And we've been very, very fortunate to have funded Aspire Dundee from a completely external source, from a number of external sources. So we see this very much as a portfolio of funds made up from Legacy 2014, from the Commonwealth Games, from Creative Scotland, a contribution from Youth Music Initiative as well, a contribution from Scottish Government, who were very, very keen to explore the idea of working in this context and building sustainable, replicable models that could be developed by local authorities with their partners. And really, that work has now been validated 2 years on through investment from the National Attainment Challenge. And certainly, government have been very supportive of the project from the outset. And they do see this now as a way of helping to close the attainment gap, not only in Dundee, but we've been busy sharing what we've been doing with a variety of local authorities across the country. And that's definitely something we want to continue doing, to talk to others, to share our experiences, but also learn from other schools and other school communities about programmes like this.
Can I add, David, that Aspire Dundee works in 13 of our 35 primary schools in the city. We're targeting almost 3,000 children and young people. You asked earlier on about challenges, and I think what we've had to do, work very hard, is making sure with teachers that's embedded in everyday activities, that the activities are aligned to curriculum for excellence and to GIRFEC. Therefore, teachers don't see this as an additional extra work, but it's part of what they're doing already. And we've worked hard at building the professional capital, the capacity in our within our teachers, so that whilst they're working with other professionals, so they may be working with a musician, an actor, etc., that they're also, their development is increasing, and then they can go on and work more confidently with the young people. So the aim was about the sustainability, because at the end of the day, money would always be coming in, and we had to ensure that whatever we were doing could be sustainable for the future.
Now, I wonder at this point, maybe to hear about some of your favourite parts of the project so far. You're saying that it's been running for a couple of years, so maybe casting your mind back, you know, what kind of drama elements or music elements to the project have really stood out for yourselves?
the approaches that have been taken, David, are tremendously creative. So if I was to use an example of one of the drama projects, so our partners in our drama theme are Dundee Red Theatre, who are really internationally renowned now and award-winning when it comes to not only their performance work, but their creative learning approaches as well. So they're teamed up with three of our primary school communities and two of our nursery establishments there as well. And last year, one project that they undertook was called Whitfield Giants. So all of the drama schools are located within the Whitfield area of Dundee. And over a term, Whitfield was really enveloped in the theme of giants, what it meant to be a giant, what if a giant came to Whitfield for the first time, what does it mean to be a giant in your particular area, in sport, in celebrity, in achievement, what would it be like if you were the only giant? So the theme of giants actually informed writing, it informed art and design work, informed drama and performance work as well, which led to a huge community celebration and a community festival as well. And throughout that process, we had designers visiting the schools, working with the pupils designing giants and building giants, working with a visual arts theatre company called Tortoise in a Nutshell, working with songwriters writing songs about giants, working with a generational choir that work within the Whitfield area as well. So as I say, this all came to a head, and it was an incredible celebration of creativity and community, seeing these three schools come together and the sheer pride on the parents' faces. I remember standing talking to a parent saying, oh gosh, you know, this is what it's about. My daughter hasn't stopped talking about this for 4 weeks. Normally when she comes in and I say, you know, what have you been doing at school today? I get a grunt as she runs upstairs before she comes back for her tea. But in this case, the kids were motivated by this. Now, this was a project that crossed curricular areas as well. When the kids were designing their giants, they were using art and design techniques and new techniques, working with new and emerging artists in the city as well. But they were also employing math skills as well when they were looking at scale and ratio and building maquettes and then scaling them up into larger giants, all the way through to creating lyrics for songs, using reading skills, developing their literacy as well. So that's really been a favourite thing of mine, looking at the kids' involvement, the teachers developing their own professional capacity across delivery of expressive arts subjects, but crucially to the parents seeing their kids enjoying and being engaged by the Aspire Dundee programme.
And what about for yourself, Lena? What has stood out for you?
I think it's been about realising the actual aims and the outcomes of the project, so that, you know, when I'm in schools, talking to head teachers, talking to the children, to our partners, you know, the tutors, for pupils, for example, there's definitely, these children talk about having fun, and to me that's really important. As an educationalist, we talk about raising attainment, closing the gap, but you really have to address the health and well-being of a young person. They have to be ready to learn in school. They have to be in the right place, and I think Aspire helps towards that. I think the pupils have got, they're more confident, their self-esteem is improved, they're more, they talk about being happy, they talk about better teamwork, and that they can concentrate better in school. Teachers talk to me about the better cooperation with the children, their social skills have improved, and again, the head teachers, and we know that the schools that are involved in the Aspire programme, the exclusions rate has been reduced and the attendance rate has gone up. So these are really good messages, and I'm not saying it's all attributed to Aspire. There can be many, many reasons, but some of the key messages coming from our ongoing evaluation that's being carried out by Dundee University reinforces these outcomes that we're seeing. So for me, that impact is something that I'm really, really happy about, and obviously want to see increase.
Now, my understanding is that there's more partners coming on board, more creative partners, and there's more schools being involved. And it was started out with a smaller number of schools initially 2 years ago. So I've got two questions there. First of all, what's about to come on stream in the next school year? What other creative opportunities are young people going to get? And secondly, what's the process for matching classes or schools to the various partners? You know, what if a teacher has a particular aspects to their class that they feel they would really benefit from a particular partner? Did the teachers have a degree of say in what opportunities their pupils get?
If I talk a little bit first about what we're doing with the project as we move into the next academic session, David, and then I'll talk a little bit about how we match schools with the art forms and the planning stages and the amount of work that goes into that to make sure things are built to be progressive. Within the year ahead, as I think we said earlier on, our focus initially was to build something in school, to develop relationships in school with not only the children, but with the teachers and in an after school context as well. And once we've developed those relationships and that trust within a community, we're now looking at taking this activity outwardly into the community further by developing programmes of activity that will run in the evening, run during holiday periods as well, and also not just run in school buildings, that will actually make better use of community resources and community facilities as well. This week, as we're here in the summer holidays, we actually start our fifth Aspire holiday programme next week as well. And what we've been doing with our holiday programmes throughout the summer is actually providing that additional fun and social but learning opportunity for the children who attend the Aspire schools to come together as a cluster of schools and actually take part in a number of days of activities with our arts partners and with our leaders. And within that programme as well, we've actually been working very closely with charities and with other funders to actually provide breakfast for the children during these periods of time and also provide a free lunch and a meal for them. And that's really been attributed to the fact that we understand that although we have 40 weeks of, or around 40 weeks of schooling a year, a number of children in the Aspire Dundee schools actually rely on free breakfast and free lunches as well. So it's another way of actually supporting kids throughout the holiday period as well. And crucially, not having that gap in learning, which we hope will help to raise attainment in the longer term. Other things coming on board in the year ahead, we've now appointed a new dance development team who are going to be working outwardly in our four dance-themed schools and crucially working across the local communities there as well. And we also have now two new school communities coming on board in the programme, and that's really been made possible due to the additionality of funding from the Attainment Challenge. So the way that we go about looking into planning with schools in terms of a particular art form is that we look at what the school is already doing and we look to build upon these things, but also address areas that are maybe priorities for the schools. So perhaps there's not a lot of music going on in some of our schools, or perhaps there's not as much drama as there could be, or perhaps we want to have a closer look at a health and well-being focus, and that's why we would take a school forward with our dance partners and our dance provision. So just so happens the schools coming on board with the programme now are actually both going to be music schools, but for different reasons. One school is very active in the community in a sporting context, in a health and well-being context, but they're very, very keen to develop more of an identity within their own local community through performance opportunities, through taking the children out, and are very, very keen to join our music programme. In another school, we've actually been developing through our own music service a core of activity there, and that's something that we're keen to build upon through Aspire. Working in Aspire as well, something that a number of different areas have commented on and complimented us on, is that we are using local talent and local expertise, whether we're working with Dundee Rep or graduates from Dundee and Angus College supporting some of our dance programmes, or it's Scottish Dance Theatre, again, an award-winning company, or indeed our own highly capable and trained professional instrumental music service. And we've been seconding members of staff into our projects who are working in different contexts there as well, working in school, working out school, working in holiday periods as well, and really bringing something fresh and engaging to the programme as well.
Now, I'm wondering with the initial schools then back in, I think the first schools, am I right in saying, was it November 2013 or early 2014, are they still fully involved in Aspire Dundee? And I'm also wondering, we'll put a link up to the Education Scotland resources and other resources later on, but one of the head teachers was talking about the young people understand that for to be creative in many ways requires a real dedication and hundreds of hours of, or thousands of hours of effort if we're talking about a musical instrument. So for those young people who want to continue with some of the musical instruments, playing the guitar, for example, is there a commitment to subsidise or fully fund their tuition in the longer term? Or is there a different approach?
Well, a couple of things you've asked there. The initial schools that started early, well, it was launched in December 2013, but really we started in 2014. Those initial schools, there were nine of them, they are still in the programme. We haven't left them. We've just added more schools as we've gone along, including the nurseries associated with the school. The children in Dundee, we're very fortunate that we have free music tuition across the board. So if a young child, as you said, has started to learn to play the guitar, let's say in primary 5 or primary 6, and they wish to carry on, they won't have that additional burden of and the strain of, you know, finding the money to pay for it, because they will just carry on. And because they've been in the Aspire schools, they've had opportunities to work on one-to-one tuition, group ensembles, been introduced to wider ensembles, and so that transition into our orchestras and bands is made much easier for them. They're very comfortable, their confidence has increased, their skills obviously have increased, so that's very good. We should also maybe add that we work closely with our secondary music teachers, so they're aware, because as you're preparing the young people in primary, especially in the music schools where they're learning a variety of instruments, we have to make sure that progression will continue as they move into secondary schools, so that it just doesn't stop when you leave primary 7. So we've been working with music departments and head teachers about how that will, you know, looking to the future and the longer term. We've also identified with our partners some of the pathways. So some of our young people, for example, in the Whitfield area that Kenny spoke about, that are involved in our drama schools, many of them have joined the Rep Community Programme, where they go along on the weekends or during school holidays. And there's a natural continuation and pathway there where they can continue with, if that's an area that they're interested in. So there's lots of, you know, there's lots of different pathways out there, and we try and, I suppose, signpost young people and their parents as to where they could go next, so that it doesn't just stop when you leave primary school.
To pick up on that as well, because it was launched in 2014 and here we are 2016 now, it's worth just adding as well that this is a whole school approach within all the different theme areas as well. So we have had children now who have been involved since P1, so again in the musical context, let's say, they've been receiving Kodai specialist musicianship workshops on a number of occasions during the week. There's more singing going on in their schools now, but as they progress through their schooling now, we build progressively on these skills. So by primary 4, all of the children in these classes are learning the ukulele with their singing. All of the children in P5, they learn a wind instrument as a class. All of the children in the music schools in Pumtown in P6 learn an instrument as a class, and all of the children in P6 and 7 take part in world music percussion in programs as well. So it's not just targeted at any particular year group. This is really a whole school approach. So we're kind of dealing with the in and the out at the moment. As Lena says, that we have been preparing our secondary schools for this influx of, which is a fantastic issue to have, all of these new increased numbers of musicians coming their way. But after the summer this year, we'll also be preparing the way for our dance schools and our drama schools to be able to receive these really passionate young people, these new young artists, that want to continue that engagement. We really aren't in the habit in Dundee of setting up things and not providing that pathway of opportunity. And in the future, Dundee is kind of unique as a city that, you know, if you want to continue as a dancer in the community, there are so many options. But in Dundee itself, you could go all the way to training to a degree level in dance at the Scottish School of Contemporary Dance here as well. So it's about providing those opportunities and those pathways all of the way through.
And just finally, you both speak with such passion about Aspire Dundee, and you must be so proud about the development so far. But on a personal level, you know, what are your hopes for the next few years?
Well, I would like to ensure that that we share the practice both within our own authority and obviously with other authorities. We've started to do that. Many of other authorities have approached us to find out what we've been doing. We've been hearing things. They've come along. They've visited schools. They've spoken to the head teachers. They've watched the professionals work with the teachers. They've watched the children. And so for me, it's a great pride. I take great pride in the fact that somebody wants to take it on and develop it in their own way, what's right for their own city. So that's very special. And I suppose it's all just continuing that wider community aspect of Aspire, letting the community see that, you know, their own community is not just about their school or their services that are within that community, but there's so much more and they can gain so much more from it. So, yeah, more of the same and obviously more. And I'd like to see these figures that I've told you about, the poverty figures, I'd like to see that reduced in Dundee. I'd like to think that we're making a real difference.
And yourself, Kenny?
Yeah, much the same as Lena there. Really, I would like to see Aspire recognised and embedded as a model of practice and just as a culture now, as a different way of working, that certainly this isn't something added on to the end of the school day or something we go along to the hall for once a week, that really underpins really what we're doing every day in our school communities, that Aspire is working across the curriculum, working before school, working after school, working at lunchtimes, working with parents coming in as well with younger children, as we've spoken about, looking at addressing some of our other priorities in the city and in communities through our Aspire work, whether it's within our holiday fun and food programme, or whether it's about employability in the longer term as well, and looking at creating these opportunities within arts partners and within their organisations, so young people can actually see that the creative economy, the cultural economy, is very much there for them in Dundee and across Scotland as well, and that there are ways that they can access that. And as Lena said, we have 13 of our primary school communities involved in Dundee out of 35. And we really want to see all of our primary school children and all of our primary school communities benefiting from this programme. We don't want to see, this is an Aspire school, this isn't. We want to share our practice across our schools, what's working, and the great thing that we're seeing already into 2016-17 is that already modes of practice that we have developed through Aspire, such as our Kodai musicianship programme I referred to earlier on, they are now going to be rolled out to all schools in Dundee. We're looking at some of the class band activities that we've developed in Aspire. Again, there are another four schools in the city that are going to be adopting that model of practice in the year ahead as well. So Aspire is not just about 13 schools, not just about 13 communities. It's about the wider Dundee community and indeed beyond that as well. We want to share, but we're keen to listen and learn from other authorities as well in terms of what they can help us in the ways in which they can help us grow Aspire.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, we really do want, looking to the future and the longer term, that we hope that the work that we've done will enhance the young people's lives, that, you know, their health and well-being's better, that their prospects are better, and that they're happier and more confident in themselves.
Lena and Kenny, thank you so much for taking time out to speak about the Aspire Dundee project. I'm really grateful for you taking time to do so, and best wishes to yourselves and everybody involved in Aspire Dundee for the years to come.
Thank you very much. Thank you.